Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now on this first Monday of summer vacation, a call-in for New York City public school teachers before you tune it all out and say, I don't even want to think about school until September. Think one more thought. Have Mayor Bloomberg's policies improved your school? Call us up. We can now take your calls at 646-778-3729 or 646-SPUDRAY, our temporary number, 646-778-3729 or 646-SPUDRAY. We waited until today for this call-in so you could participate now that school is out. Of course, last week, the mayor was touting the improvement in test scores in math and reading that just came out. The most dramatic number was that compared to 6 years ago when mayoral control kicked in, the percentage of students citywide who are doing math at grade level has jumped from 37% to 75%, or expressed as a fraction, barely a third were doing math at grade level in 2002. Now three quarters are doing so. So do you see this in your school? 646-778-3729 or 646-SPUDRAY, our temporary but persistently temporary call-in number here at 160 Varick Street. I know there are questions about whether the tests have gotten easier. Could they have gotten that much easier? What do you think from your vantage point in front of the classroom, in front of the – they have blackboards anymore? They have whiteboards now, right? 646-SPUDRAY. My producer says – don't let this become another gripe session about standardized tests. Too much repetition. But can we avoid that? Is that the central question? When assessing Mayor Bloomberg's education record, is it all about standardized tests? Or what else is it about? 646-778-3729 or 646-SPUDRAY, our temporary number, 646-778-3729 or 646-SPUDRAY. Teachers, call in, especially if you've been in the system for longer than 6 years, call in and give me your most well-rounded critique, assessment, praise, whatever, of what 6 years of Mayor Bloomberg control of the New York City public schools has meant. All right. Here is let's see if we can get this caller on the air. On line three, Abbas in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Turn off your radio so you don't get feedback. You're on a 7-second delay there, so I don't want you to get confused.
Okay, no, it is off.
Go ahead.
All right, well, I'm working, 5 years now, and I was part of the teaching fellows, and I came into the administration with, Mr. Klein and Mayor Bloomberg here. I've noticed that the tests over time have gotten a lot easier, so the kids are actually scoring well and passing, and, you know, they say that they've done away with the social promotion and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe so, because they have so many other criteria that the kids can, you know, get promoted based on what they've done with the exit project and all that stuff. Like, as a teacher, if I know that a student is capable of, you know, being promoted and moving on to the next grade level, we'll do it. But if we as teachers feel that, okay, this child has not done anything and should not be promoted, usually administration sometimes goes behind our backs and, you know, gets them to go ahead and move on to the next level anyways. Because they're like, oh, you did work, you know, you didn't count this, there's other requirements that you need to look at. Oh, they did this the first quarter, so you
should
move them on.
Why is that in the interests of school administration to do that?
Because it works out, I guess. It comes out to the way that, you know, it makes the schools look good. It's like it's making it easier for the administration. The administration wants to stand out, and they want to, you know, they want to make it look like, you know, all right, look, we've done this and this, therefore the children are succeeding.
Our kids are being promoted. Right. And in your experience, you may not see it from your vantage point as a teacher, but do you think there is a similar push and pull between the school principals and the central administration? If they're trying to push no central promotion from City Hall, from Tweed, but the principals are finding it in their interest to keep the promotion rates as high as possible, do you think there's pushback from the city?
There is pushback. You know what it is? Like, we have some administrators who are all for, who are all against social promotion. They want the child to do what he or she is supposed to do and make sure that they move on to the next level. But then you get the up top, you know, like the people in Tweed telling principals, all right, this is what you need to do or else there will be repercussions for you guys as well.
Right. So do you think that in general, all of that aside, that achievement has gone up among the students in your school as a result of Bloomberg policies in the 5 years you've been there?
Achievement on paper has gone up, but if you actually test the students the way that they're supposed to be tested, I think you'd find some flaws in there as well.
Meaning the tests are getting easier?
Definitely tests are getting easier. In 5 years that I've been there, I've looked at the tests have gotten a lot easier.
How do you know?
We look at the tests after we administer the exams. As we're proctoring them, we're looking at the exams and we're like, okay, this is not questioning the right things, or it is, but it's so easy that it's just looking right at you.
What grade do you teach?
I'm actually 8th grade and 9th grade.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Good luck out there.
Take care.
John in Queens. You're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Turn your radio off. What do you teach?
Yeah. Okay. I teach social studies in a middle school in Queens. It's one of the largest middle schools in Queens. And there's some pluses and minuses. In my school, it's kind of hard to tell because we had one big school and we broke up into academies. Four years ago, we implemented uniforms, and both of those things were something that helped because, you know, the teachers now, you know, you get to know the students in your academy a little better. It's a little bit of more personal relationship.
So that's another major initiative of the Bloomberg administration. I guess it started at the high schools and now also in the middle schools to break up these big schools into smaller academies, as you call them, for a more family-like, if that's the right term, kind of learning environment, right?
Yeah, and I definitely believe that that was helpful in my school.
Mm-hmm.
The focus on the test has some pluses and minuses. It does help the students with the test. But, like, just a ridiculous example was the city has us take these things called acuity tests. They, on the 95-degree day, they had the 8th graders. They mandated the 8th graders take this test. The last two periods of the day, after they just finished like graduation rehearsal, the 8th graders looked at it and laughed. I mean, it's overdone. And what happens is the students taking too many tests, it sort of dilutes their, belief that the test means anything.
What is a QV test? I don't know that one.
It's a sort of a benchmark. Like they benchmark of reading skills. They do them in math as well. They just do them in math and reading.
Is this the assessments that Chancellor Klein talks about where they're not tests? In other words, the students' grades don't depend on how they do on them, but
right,
they're a tool
yeah.
for the teachers, and they're given like 6 times a year to
right.
keep close tabs on the students' progress?
Right. And it was given in June to the 8th graders. I mean, they basically just filled in the blanks. It was 95 degrees.
Right. So it may be silly under those circumstances. But does all of this standardization – I know teachers complain a lot about the standardization. Does it also help you in a way to make sure that the kids are on task and on track, at least for these basic reading and math skills that the system is trying to emphasize?
I think it does to a degree, but maybe not to the degree the mayor thinks it does. But I think it definitely does help. You know, I talk to the math and the reading teachers, and they believe it is helpful up to a point. But, being that I teach social studies, we don't really do those tests. But, you know, I am in contact with my other colleagues about it. And especially in the math, they seem to have a feeling that it's helpful. I think it's maybe a little bit easier to measure those skills. But then when you do put the one big test one day a year, and that's going to be the determining factor, the kid may feel bad that day. Something may be bothering them. They may not have gotten a good night's sleep. Whatever the situation, for having a one
mm-hmm. that high stakes one day
yeah.
test.
There's a lot of factors that could affect it.
John, thanks for calling. Good luck
All
out
right.
there.
Bye-bye.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, taking phone calls from New York City public school teachers for another few minutes on the question, how has 6 years of Bloomberg control of public schools changed your school? Have Mayor Bloomberg's policies improved your school? Call us and give him his report card at 646-778-3729 or 646 SpudRay, our persistently temporary call-in number here at 160 Varick Street, 646-778-3729 or 646-SpudRay, just for New York City public school teachers for the next few minutes. And I'm going to take my lumps from Mike in Brooklyn right now, who didn't like a joke I made in the introduction to this segment. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Okay.
I wanted to make it known that most teachers, I've been teaching for 13 years in the New York City public school system, and we all work. I'm working on my second master's. I'm going to be planning this summer with my colleagues.
You're referring to when I said on this first Monday of summer vacation, before you tune it all out and go to the beach, give us
a call
and talk about this. That's what you're referring to.
Yeah, that's just, I think there's a sort of a perception that teachers are all relaxing. And I mean, there are those teachers, and we need to decompress from the year, but it's a year-round job. If you're not planning and working and growing as a teacher, you're not going to do the job.
And fair enough. But
I did also want to answer your question, if I may.
Sure.
I think we need to get educators back into the highest levels of administration because we have a lawyer and a businessman calling the shots now. And they're intelligent, but, the single biggest factor is going to be class size. Until you change class size, and I'm talking 15, 20 kids per class maximum, you're not going to see the kind of results you want. You can test them every day of the year.
What grade do you teach?
I teach 6th, 7th, and 8th grade social studies at a charter school in Bed-Stuy, and I taught before that 4th and 5th grade elementary school in Manhattan.
Now, the theory that I hear from some is that class size gets less important as the kids get older. So for K and 1 and 2 and probably 3, that 15 class size as a goal really matters. Once you get to your grade 6, 7, 8, it doesn't matter as much, say, as high-quality teachers in front of the classroom. What do you think?
Well, I'm a big fan of high-quality teachers in the classroom, but anyone who would like to come into my classroom full of 13-year-olds, take out 10 and you'll be a lot more effective. And that's the reason why people spend $30,000 a year to send their children to private school, because everybody knows, student-teacher ratio is hugely important. So take the same teacher, take 10 kids out of the room, it's going to be that much better service for the children.
And how about the effects in your school of the Bloomberg policies, including the high-stakes standardized test, because it's supposedly at least aimed at populations like you teach, from kids in neighborhoods that traditionally have a lot of problems, a lot of kids coming from poverty, a lot of kids coming from other disadvantages that lead them to typically not do well in school. And so their theory has been if they can standardize the curriculum and keep assessing many times a year, keep the social promotion out at the end of the year, make sure the kids are learning piece by piece, block by block, correct for some of the mediocre teachers by having these standardized systems, getting more kids at least to that basic achievement level every year. Is it happening?
Well, I have no problem with standardization, but I'm not entirely confident who's doing the standardizing. The cities and the states spend millions, if not billions of dollars, hiring publishing companies who ostensibly have, consultants, educational consultants on their payroll. But again, I'm not entirely sure who's doing that standardization.
But just in your observation at your own school or schools, if you've moved around, have things changed in the last 6 years? Have they gotten any better?
They've changed a lot. The pressure on the kids is immense because the schools and the teachers are judged, and with the approach of incentive pay, the adults are freaking out. Jobs and reputations are at stake, and that trickles down. There's a lot of tensions in schools. I have no problem with high standards for students. I have no problem with even standardized tests, for example.
Does that tension translate to learning?
It can. It can. The test that I teach the kids to try to pass the 8th grade social studies test,
right,
it's a great test. It incorporates a lot of great English language arts skills, critical thinking. It's really hard, and it's worth preparing them for.
So sometimes teaching to the test means really teaching them to think and to learn.
Yeah, I can only only speak for my discipline, but the social studies test, I think, tests the right skills and strategies, and the kids need them, and I feel fine helping them work towards that. But they should be looking at portfolios. They should be looking at the whole kid, the work they've done over the years, the portfolio work, the richer, deeper work that they've done. The test is good, but it's just, you know, one day.
Mike, thanks for your call. I really appreciate it.
Thanks
to all of you New York City public school teachers who have called in during the segment. Have a great summer. And yes, I know that you do prep during the summer and that you go for your master's degrees, and the teachers work incredibly hard. So you've earned it. Have a good summer. We'll continue to do education issues, of course. In fact, this Thursday, we will be broadcasting from the Aspen Ideas Festival in Aspen, Colorado, Thursday and Friday, with a couple of special shows. And they will include an interview with the U.S. Education Secretary, Margaret Spellings, on Thursday about standardization from No Child Left Behind and other issues. So some of you may be interested in that. Brian Lehrer on WNYC coming up in a minute. We will get the latest on the Con Ed labor negotiations. Will there be a strike this week? And what would the implications be for power in our homes and workplaces if there is? Stay tuned.